The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is June 26, 2011, for those listening live. And it's obviously not if you're listening to the recording. Thank you for joining me today, and welcome. It is a pleasure to be here. I am excited by what I think we're going to be talking about today. Of course, it's all subject to change and the flow of the energies in the moment. And I'm very grateful that you are able to flow with me and actually able to co-create this with me, because that's what we're doing here. I always, before the show comes on live, open up to connect out to all of your energies, even those who are listening to the recording. You were here when it was recorded. So, and as I invite you in, what I'm opening up to is what's going to serve all of us, not just me, not just one or two people, but all of us. So if you're listening to this, know that this was created not only for you, but in conjunction with you, in participation by you. So thank you for joining me in that way. And as always, I would like to start the show by connecting us all together a little more fully, a little more directly, a little more concretely. So if you would just take a couple of deep breaths, and as you take the first deep breath, allow yourself to open up to feel the community of all those who are listening to this. And just feel the other people out there who are on the same wavelength as you enough that they're joining us here today. And breathe that in. And as we take and open up to the next level, allow yourself to open up to the energies of the Mother Earth and allow yourself to connect with her. She's always present with us. She's always here. Without her, we couldn't be here. And she's always giving us her love and support. And so as you breathe in now to that, just allow yourself to connect in that way. With the Mother Earth and receive that support up into your field. So just breathe that in. And now we reach out again, and I'd ask you to open up with me to connect with all of the angels, the guides, the masters, those teachers, all of the beings who are here, both with me and with each of you, who are here to support us, to serve us, and to aid us in this process of exposing ourselves, of discovering our self-mastery and sharing that with the world, because that's what it's all about. And so, again, opening up to breathe in and feel that support and that presence that's with us always, but especially right now. And then the next piece, that is all of those others who are walking a conscious path of spirituality on the planet right now, who are seeking to discover their own mastery, who are seeking to share their divine light, who are seeking to help not only heal themselves, but to do what we're all here to do, which is heal each other, which is coming into our power, which is coming into our mastery, and then sharing it. So allow yourself to breathe in
that connectedness, because we're all in this together. And the more consciously we bring that into our awareness, bring that into our direct experience, the more we can feel that and take that with us in every moment, not just during the time that we're gathered here together for the show. So breathe that in and feel that presence. Wonderful. Thank you all for that. And today, well, I have, again, a lot of ideas about what we might talk about, but I want to start by talking about the spiritual 2x4. And I know lots of you know exactly what I mean. It's those moments in our lives where we get hit with something shocking to our energy system, maybe not our mind. Often in our mind we go, oh, I knew this was coming. If only I had done something different, I wouldn't have to be experiencing this right now. And that's what I'm talking about. The spiritual 2x4 is essentially anything that's a wake-up call. All right, this isn't working in my life. I need to make a different choice. That's not working. I need to make a different choice or choices. And it's something that most everyone, that I've ever talked to who's walking this path has experienced at one time or another. That essence of, again, a slap upside the head of, wake up. You know better than this. Do something different so that you don't have to be experiencing this right now. And yet, it's important to me to make a distinction here right now. And this distinction is not only the spiritual 2x4. I'll extend it here in just a moment after I talk about this. But that is not spirit issuing us a wake-up call. That is not our guides slapping us because we're not getting it, whatever it might be, whatever the lesson is that we think we're supposed to be learning. That's not spirit doing that to us. That's not God doing that to us. That's not the goddess doing that to us. That's us doing that to us. And take a breath. Breathe that in. Because one of the things that a lot of people get into, myself included, on this path, especially as we're starting out, it's very easy to turn everything over to spirit and feel like we don't have any choice. And feel like we're being pushed along by forces that we don't have any control over. We're being pushed along by the ascension of Mother Earth. We're being pushed along by the need for our guides to get this to us. We're being pushed. And I know it feels like that, but it's not what's actually happening. We are not being forced forward by something other than our own divinity. And the reason I want to make that distinction, the reason I want to make that point, I find to be a very important one. Because, well, again, a lot of people find themselves switching from being a victim of the people around them, and that's maybe what pushed them onto exploring spiritually in the first place, into exploring various modalities of healing, etc., actually to feeling like they're victims of spirit. And that isn't any more pleasant than being a victim of the people around you. And in fact, in some ways, I think it can actually feel worse. Because, oh my God, now I'm not living up to what spirit wants me to do. I'm not living up to what God wants me to do. That has so much more guilt in it than not living up to what your friend Bob or your spouse or your boss wants you to do. And that's part of why I really want to make this distinction right now. Because as we step forward on our path, as we step forward in our healing process, a huge piece of what we're doing is clearing away the energy of victimhood in all its forms.
And yet this one gets in there as this insidious thing that, well, we're supposed to do this path because God says so, or because my angel says so, or because my guide says so. And that's not it at all. We're doing this path because we are stepping up into our power, which means we are stepping more into being able to consciously choose our experiences. And that is why it's so vitally important that we not allow ourselves to stay in any experience that might be victimhood to spirit, victimhood to God. Now, a part of this goes to what got so embedded in at least the consciousness of the Western world with, as far as I'm concerned, misinterpretations about what Jesus came to do. And, well, he's the lamb that sacrificed himself for all of us, and that's the pathway that we're all supposed to be walking, the path of sacrifice. And if we're not walking the path of sacrifice, if we're not suffering somehow, then we're doing this path wrong. Wow. That is harsh. That is harsh. And yet, and I mean, breathe into this for yourself. I'm certainly not wishing to impose this on anyone. But there's some of that program, I believe, in most all of us, that is part of what it means to be walking the path. It is about suffering. And wow, that just doesn't feel good in any way at all. In any way at all to me. And so, what do we replace that with? Well, let's look first at the misinterpretation that I spoke about a moment ago in terms of the life of Jesus and what that was about. You know, I was raised Catholic, so in most Catholic churches, there's a crucifix up there, which is the cross with the figure of Christ up there with the nails through, with the blood coming out, with the crown of thorns on, with the blood coming out, with the cut in the side, with the blood coming out. Suffering is front and center. It's what's up there. And yet to me, that misses the point. It misses the point because it wasn't his death that was the most important part of the story. It was the resurrection. It was the overcoming all of that suffering to get into full empowerment, to get into the full expression of divinity in a way that, well, transcends. It transcends. I mean, that to me is the message of his life, his ministry, what he did here on the earth, was to teach us that we could, no matter what suffering we had in our lives, no matter what negativity we'd gone through, no matter what pain, I mean, here's the example, even to the point of death, that could be overcome by claiming our divine nature. Now, some people would say, well, that's Jesus, that's not me. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And yet, one of my favorite quotes out of everything that he said that's listed in scriptures is in talking about some miracle, I don't know which one, he says this and even greater will you do. Now, this was a quite fun thing, and I'm not certain who's going to come through in the channeling later, but I actually think it's going to be the Apostle Andrew, who I believe is the first one who made this point in a channeling that I did. And that's this. If you listen to that statement and you go, well, it's through the God power that he's able to do that. Well, in a lot of, again, his quotes, he says, this is the Father through me doing the work. It's divinity through me doing the work. Okay, well, if we can do that, and even more, if we can do that and even more, then we have the same capacity to flow divinity through us that Jesus did. And that lines up very well with what the Buddhists talk about, that that's what we're all here to do. We are all here to become the Buddha. We are all here to step into that level of self-realization, of empowerment, etc. Okay, fair enough. So that's one way to interpret it. It's the divine working through that does it. All right, then we have the capacity because he said so. Jesus said so. All right, say it's not the divine working through, but it's the divine aspect of Jesus that's doing the miracle. But he says that we can do this too, which means we have that same level of divinity within us that we can tap into to do miracles, to move outside of the laws that science might say are what are operating down here on the planet. Okay. Maybe that's not it either. Maybe it was the human nature, the human part of Jesus that did the miracles. Well, that's very obvious then. We all have that as well, and we have it to the same degree that he had it, and so we can do the miracle from that level. We can transcend the limitations that we perceive because we have that as well. And so it doesn't matter how you think he was able to do the miracles. If you believe the miracles happened, and you believe that what he said has some resonance in truth, then that statement that this and even greater will you do says that we have the exact same stuff. We have the exact same connections and abilities that he had. And that to me is very heartening. And that came very early in my career as a channel. That kind of thing came through. And it was eye-opening and mind-opening, and it just expanded the limits of what was possible. And so I'm very grateful for that, and that's why I want to share that here with you today. And it seems very fitting with that spiritual 2x4 metaphor, because that metaphor is about getting knocked upside the head, not by spirit, not by God, not by our guides, but by ourselves. It's a wake-up call to us. It's a wake-up call from us. So, yes, it's from spirit in that sense. It's from our divine level saying, hello, pay attention. We were whispering to you before, it's a good idea to make a change. Now, here's the message loud and clear. And take a breath, everyone. I can feel some people holding their breath out there. Here's the message loud and clear. Now, the first part of the message often we go into on this path. Well, I should have done it before. I know better. I know this. I know this truth. You may be saying that to everything I'm saying. I know this already. Well, the question isn't, what do you know mentally? It's what you know experientially. What are you living already? And that often is what the energy of the spiritual 2x4 is about. It's about that wake up where what we know mentally is not what we're living. And it's so jarring and so painful to get our attention because we know this mentally. I know that would be great for me to do. I'm not doing it. Boom, we get the wake up call. Time to do it. We get it from ourselves so that we can make a different choice, so that we can take that which we know to be a mental spiritual truth that we know mentally, and we can bring it down into our direct experience more fully. Now, in the email I sent out today, for those of you on the list who got it, one of the things that I put down as the first thing I put down as a possible topic is lessons from Looney Tunes. And as I was starting to sit with what was going to be talked about today on the show, the image that came up within this energy of the spiritual 2x4, and I don't know about you, I grew up with Looney Tunes. So for me, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner are embedded in my consciousness. And I just kept seeing Wile E. Coyote doing yet another thing, buying yet another thing from Acme Company so that he could try and blow the Roadrunner up or catch him in a cage or knock him out so that he could eat him. And he never did, of course. for those of you who didn't see these cartoons. He never did. Instead, what happened is he would get hit by his own spiritual 2x4, except he never took it as a spiritual 2x4. He just went out and bought another tool. He went to try and do the same thing in a slightly different way. And that is the problem. When we try to do the same thing in a slightly different way. And I think that's a big piece of why so many of us feel that we're not moving as quickly as we could or as quickly as we should. Now, throw that word out. Throw should away. I don't know if I've talked about it, but that'll be a running theme through this show forever and ever, is getting rid of the word should, because should is all about judgment. It's all about right and wrong. It is the epitome of holding on to the polarities, of holding on to the disempowered way to live. And so if you have a should at any time come up in your life, it's time to breathe into that and try and move that program and give yourself permission to make a different choice, but stop beating yourself with the spiritual 2x4. Because often that's another level of it. Our own judgment, our own should, we have the wake-up call, and then we hit ourselves over the head repeatedly with that 2x4. Because we didn't get the message already. I should have done this before. I should know that. I know this. Why am I not doing it? Blah, blah, blah. And so that is an important piece. Well, if we're not just trying a new tactic, what is it we can do instead? Instead of just trying to go get another tool to catch the roadrunner, if the roadrunner is our divinity, how do we catch our divinity? Other than by trying another tool that we've not tried before. Well, I would say it's to remember that the Roadrunner, our divinity, is already within us. We're not trying to catch the Roadrunner. We're trying to let the Roadrunner out to run free. We're spending too much of our time as the coyote and not enough time as the roadrunner. Now, another way of looking at this. What's the coyote trying to do? Coyote is trying to limit the roadrunner. Stop the roadrunner from being the roadrunner. Stop the roadrunner from running the road, from being free to do whatever he would choose. So to me, there's a big piece of coyote that is all of our programming. It's all of those filters of should. It's all of those filters of, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is what makes me right or good, and this is what makes me wrong or bad. And so there's a big piece here where we're seeking, I believe, within this metaphor at least, to remember to stop being the coyote, to stop being the one trying to limit our divinity, our roadrunner. Now, another great lesson from Looney Tunes is to laugh more often. We take this all so seriously. And at least in my experience and in the experience of the majority of people I know who've been doing this for a long time and who have developed a really, I'll say, intimate connection with spirit in some way or another, in whatever form or another. Spirit is hilarious. They are playful because it's not a matter of life and death in a literal sense. We can't fail. There is no hell. The closest thing to hell is what we're experiencing right now. There's not some punishment waiting at the other end, waiting when we leave the body, that we have to live up to. We have the opportunity to play in these dimensions. We have the opportunity to remember our divinity. We have the opportunity to express it more fully. But nobody, no being out there somewhere is judging us for what we're doing. breathe into that and breathe into that freedom. And feel feel the head of the Roadrunner pop up and go beep, beep. Because that is freedom. It's not even a pass-fail course like in college. It's a pass course because we're here for the experience. It's much more like auditing a course. You go into that course in college and you sit there and you get as much out of it as you can, but there's no pressure to perform, which is huge. Now, in the paradox, one of my favorite things that I currently own is this little refrigerator magnet that my friend Gail gave to me. And this is what it says. It says, let go or be dragged. And in many ways, it refers to the spiritual 2x4. If you don't let go, you're going to be forced to move forward on your path whether you want to or not. No matter how much you resist it, you're going to be dragged forward. And there's humor in it because that's how we experience it. But ultimately, it's not the truth. It's not. We are here to choose. And we have the freedom to say, no, I'm not going to walk this path. At least for the next 3 minutes. Or the next day. Another friend of mine has a phrase that, again, I just love that refers to this. Sometimes a rock is just a rock. We don't have to look for the spiritual meaning in everything. It's there. I guarantee you there is that meaning in absolutely everything. If we choose to look for it, great. Spirit is always talking to us. They're always willing to give us another sign, another clue as to what the step might be that we can take that is going to most serve us in moving forward. But it's not a requirement. I love looking for the signs in weird places or receiving them in weird places because I'm open to noticing most of the time. Well, for those of you who are not aware, chocolate is spiritual food. It helps grounding. I knew the Harry Potter books were channeled when she used it as medicine, quite literally within those stories. But that's a side note. Anyway. One of the chocolates that's available out there is made by Dove. And in Dove, if you open them up, they have a little message in there. And I had a piece of chocolate earlier today. And I got a message that I hadn't seen before in these. And so I put that also in the email this morning. Because it was something that, again, spoke to this. I didn't put the whole thing in there. I just put part of the phrase. The whole phrase was, it's okay to be fabulous and flawed. Now, what does that mean? What it means, as far as I'm concerned, is it's okay to be divine and human at the same time. Because until we fully embrace, until we fully remember our divinity, we're going to have those moments of humanity. We're going to have those moments of feeling our limitations. And thank God, thank Goddess that we do. Because all of those moments of feeling our limitation are moments where we perceive the obstacle. The obstacle is our perception that we're flawed. That's what the obstacle is. But in every obstacle, in every moment where we have that perception, we are given immediately, at the same moment we have that perception, we are given the possibility to transcend it. Because every time we have that experience of feeling some aspect of our limitation through some discomfort, through some pain, through some 2x4, what comes with that is the opportunity to step more fully into this moment, to breathe into this experience, to come into acceptance that this is the experience we're having in this moment. Accepting that does not mean we're stuck with it. It means that we are essentially saying that this is my reality in this moment. That's when we stop fighting with it. When we stop fighting with it, we can let it go. It immediately starts to change as we come to acceptance. And that is how we turn these obstacles our experiences of limitations into the opportunity for more of our fabulousness, opening up into more of that divinity. Right there in that moment, that's the choice moment. The moment of choice, every moment that we choose to connect more fully with our divinity, consciously, to acknowledge that, yes, I'm having a human moment here. I'm experiencing a limitation. I'm not manifesting this immediately the way I really want to. As soon as we can breathe into that, we can let the energy move again. Because it is our perception of ourselves as flawed that holds those flaws in place. It is our resistance to admitting that we perceive ourselves as flawed, to trying to stuff that away. Why? Because in that initial program, when we came in to body, when we came into human form, and we made the agreement that said, I will choose to forget that I am divine. I will choose to experience myself as separate from my divinity. As we made that agreement, we agreed to the experience of limitation. But also in that agreement is that eventually, in this lifetime or some other, it's in the fine print, I know it is, we will remember. We will remember that we are divine beings, and we will claim that experience for ourselves. And so, for many of us, this is the lifetime. And if not, that's okay, because it's going to happen. And every step you take in this lifetime is a step closer. But you already are that divinity. Your divine roadrunner is already in there. You're seeking to let him or her out. Not trying to force yourself to get to her or to him. You're trying to open the door. And so, again, for me, that takes the pressure off, and that takes off that spiritual 2x4 upside the head being some sort of punishment for failing to get the message so far, for failing to get the lesson so far, for failing to be far enough along on our path. Now, this actually brings me back to, I said that there was another side to this, an extension of this that I was going to touch in upon, and that's this. The flip side of the spiritual 2x4 is being tested by spirit. Dun, dun, dun. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times we will be learning, we'll be in the process of learning a lesson. We'll be in the process of stepping more into our power. And as we do so, we will be confronted with multiple opportunities where we are forced to make that same choice we're trying to step into over and over again. And it can be difficult. It's given different shades, if you will. It's given slightly different circumstances where, again, we have to make the choice. And a lot of people will put that down, well, spirit's testing me. Again, not unless you're talking about your own divine level, which most people aren't. At that point, they're talking about God's doing this to me. And again, we're back to victimhood to spirit. I've known a couple of mediums in particular, but other psychics as well, who have been having a lot of difficulty as they were awakening their gift because they couldn't shut it off. You know, the mediums who always had dead people showing up on their doorsteps and wanting their help, etc. And then they're a victim to their gift. And I don't know if this came through in a channeling first or not. It may have. But what I told the one of these that I remember who had it the worst, I mean, she couldn't even sleep because they were always there, is that until you can say no to them, you are going to be this way. You need to step outside of this belief that you have to save the world and fix everyone in it. And that goes true for all of us. We're not here to save the world. We're not, no matter what you may hear about healing the planet, etc. I personally believe she's fine. She's fine. So there's dioxin here or there. So there's nuclear waste, etc. In the blink of the eye, that is the time that humanity has been on the planet, we have not destroyed her. And who knows how long humanity will still be on Mother Earth. But quite frankly, anything we leave behind when we go, she will recycle. And yes, maybe there are different species alive now than there were when we first came to some kind of consciousness. Maybe there are fewer. Maybe there are extinctions that have happened. But you know what? There's far more extinctions that happened before humanity ever came on the scene than since humanity came on the scene. And I'm not saying go out and wipe out some species. But this is a message that's come through in channeling multiple times. It is extreme arrogance to think that humanity has been able to wipe a species off the planet without that species' permission. Because we're co-creating this whole dance. The only way some species has left the planet is because, as a consciousness, they decided to. And they used us as the way out. Breathe into that. Let's get rid of some of the collective human guilt that we're carrying around because of how we're treating Mother Earth. Now, by all means, I believe as we step more and more into divine consciousness and see the divinity that's all around us, that the animals, the plants, the insects, everything is divinity. Everything is consciousness. We certainly will treat the planet with a different degree of respect and honoring. So don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that we can't go a long way in doing that, in honoring the divinity that's there. But it is human arrogance to believe that we can actually damage her. Whereas she can get rid of us anytime she wants to. Take a look at the earthquakes and things that are happening, that are decimating populations, the tsunamis, etc. And understand that she's fine. And again, if that's not your truth, that's okay with me. It's my truth. And for me, it is another way of freeing ourselves. Not so that we can go do bad things, because that's not what we're going to do. The more we own and honor the divinity within each of us and within everything, the less we're going to go do something that is harmful. To be harmful, that is hurting something to hurt it. We will do everything with more consciousness. But I believe that's where we're headed. I believe that's the point. We are awakening the masters within, across humanity. And some are slower than others. And some will choose not to get it. And that's okay too. But it is waking up more and more and more. And so I think that's where I would like to pause in my monologue here and just come back around again to freeing yourselves, freeing ourselves from that 2x4. Not saying that it's never going to happen again. We're never going to have that experience again. But when we do have that experience, letting go of the judgment in it more quickly, choosing to remind ourselves that, yes, it's a wake-up call, not because we're screwing up, but rather because we set an alarm. We set the alarm and said, you know what, I want to wake up in this way in this general time frame. So, you know, depending on my choices, I'm going to choose to let myself know that now is the time for this particular lesson to happen. And we can choose, we can still choose to push the snooze button and wait again for the alarm to go off again to get another 2x4. Or we can choose to to consciously step up and say, okay, what can I do to change this experience in my life right now? And that ultimately is what it's all about. That question, what can I do to change my experience in my life right now? And so just allow yourself to breathe that in, to breathe that opportunity in. While I, since it is the last live show of June, I am going to stir up all the entrants to this month's drawing. For those of you who don't know, who might be joining for the first time or not have heard this in particular, every month, if you contact me with a comment or a question or feedback or a suggestion for the show, I will, once a week, if that's how often you do that, I will put your name in for a drawing. And at the end of the month, the last live show that I do the drawing, and that person receives either an hour-long channeling session with me or a soul song session, which, depending on the flow of that, can take between 30 minutes and an hour. And if there's time left over, a mini channeling session, a tune-in, tune-up channeling session. Your choice, whoever wins. All four of the previous winners have received their sessions now and gotten a great deal out of them. So it's time for the drawing for this month. And the winner is Minda Bernstein. So I will be letting you know that later if you're not listening to the show today. But thank you, Minda. I am going to move on now into the channeling portion. It is transformation time. For those of you who have been here before, you know how this goes. I have already done the invocation, as I said earlier, to open up all the connections to allow this to happen. I will do some toning, which helps to realign all the energies of my own field, with all of your fields, with the field of whoever comes in to speak here today. And they will bring in whatever they choose to bring in. I will come back after that to close out the show. And, well, I would just ask you, while I'm doing the toning, to just allow your breathing to be perhaps a little bit deeper and smoother. And away we go. This is the Apostle Andrew come today. We thought about coming in as the Roadrunner, but some of you wouldn't quite get that. And it's hard to translate Roadrunner into English, so we decided to skip that part. But anyway, if you wouldn't mind imagining us looking like the Roadrunner, that would be a nice visual to give you a lovely smile at this moment, which, if you didn't know it already, every time you smile, you open your heart. Every time you laugh, you open your heart. And so the more you can bring those into your life, the better. And it doesn't matter what causes it. It doesn't matter if you just decide, I'm going to choose to smile now, or I'm going to choose to laugh. Now, be careful about just laughing randomly, especially around those who already think you're a little bit strange. They might call the men in the white suits. But the more you give yourself the space to consciously choose enjoyment, the more you are bringing joy into your life. The more you are minting it as your currency. How'd you like that play on words? Now, it is important to recognize how simple that is. Because we certainly know in the chaos of your lives, in the details of your lives, which, oh, huh, so many details to think about all of the time. It's easy to lose sight of enjoying yourself. And yet it is so simple. It is so simple. First of all, take a deep breath. That helps to let go of the tension. Some of you who try really hard to take a deep breath will have a frown on your face while you're doing it. Most of you, if we say take a deep breath, there is the beginning of a smile that happens automatically. Because you know, your body knows that if you're going to take a deep breath, you're letting go of holding on to something. Because the only reason you constrict your breath is that you're holding on to something that you're trying not to feel. That's it. Again, very simple. Not easy to overcome necessarily, but very simple. And so your body knows that if you are choosing in that moment to take a deep breath, by your own choice, or because we told you to, or because you are so exasperated you've been holding your breath for a long time, and so you have to take a breath or you're going to pass out. It is opening for you. It is freeing for you. And we would say, and perhaps this is largely for the people in the United States, but quite frankly, in our estimation, it would be for the entire planet, that even before focusing on trying to love more, we would suggest that you seek more freedom. What do we mean by that? Freedom is about feeling okay to be yourself in the moment. That's ultimately what it's about. That you feel okay to express who you are in this moment is freedom. And thankfully, for most of you listening, you're not in a situation where someone is actually limiting your freedom in any kind of physical way. You're not getting beaten every time you speak. You're not being told to shut up. You're not having food withheld every time you try to express yourself. Now, for those of you who are not being beaten, who are not having your food withheld, smile at the freedom of that. Thank God. I am not in victimhood to that degree. No matter what I think is my problem, or no matter what other people might be telling me is my problem, I am not in victimhood to that degree. Thank myself. Thank yourself, dear ones. You chose the life that you're in. You've chosen the experience that you've had. Whether you believe that consciously or not, whether you consciously made the choices, you as soul set this up. So allow yourself to remember that. You know, if you want to smile, remember this phrase. It could always be worse. No matter what you're going through, it could always be worse. And we don't say that because we want you to focus on the negative. We say that because we want you to choose to focus on the positive. That no matter how you've been hit by that 2x4, no matter how much negativity you have going on, it could have been worse than it is. And thank God it wasn't. And thank myself it wasn't. And breathe into that. And go right now for just a second to the worst situation in your life. To the worst possible situation. The thing that is going horribly for you. Maybe you don't have anything going horribly for you. And thank God and thank yourself for that. But the worst thing that you do have going, and breathe into it right now. Breathe deeply into it and think, ha, this sucks. but it could be worse. And allow yourself to breathe into that and really breathe that in, because that helps to break up how bad it feels right now. Now, we're going to bring in an infusion here in just a moment. And this infusion is an infusion of what many would call the Holy Spirit. It is an infusion of an aspect of the goddess energy or the divine feminine. Again, there's multiple ways to label it. That is irrelevant. To do this, first we're going to do a little tweak in your third eye. And then the activation will come in the heart center itself. But the tweak in the third eye is to allow you to perceive the activation more fully. You'll feel what you feel. However you perceive it is fine. There's no right or wrong way to get this. If you don't have all the lights and the bells and the whistles and the heavenly choirs singing while you're going through this experience, that is okay. You're getting it just the way that is perfect for you. And so just allow yourself to breathe. We'll bring this in through sound. And then we'll be back and then we'll sign off. But breathe, smile, and receive. Yourself to keep smiling and breathing, and know that we will remain with you even though we leave from this platform of connecting with you. Know that you are loved. Know that you are light. Know that that means to take things more lightly. Much love. Namaste, dear ones. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you to all of you for co-creating that. And Don, you can go ahead and cue the chimes on the way out here. I do appreciate all of you coming to join me today to co-create this. Can't do it without you. So I'd love to have you let me know what you think. Drop me a line. Slip me an email. Give me your feedback, suggestions, etc. I will be back again next week. Same time, same place. I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. Remember, you never know where this show is going to go. I hope that you're finding greater freedom to go expose your light out in the world. Let other people know. One way would be to pass on this show to them. In any case, I wish you all a wonderful week and the blessings of all divinity flowing through you and to you. Namaste.